One, two, check, check. Test. One, two, check, test. Hello. Is this recording? How is it going to be? There it is. Okay. I've got it.
Maybe one of them wasn't quite all the
way. Oh, I shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Can we have a quorum of four? Brad, can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no public, the record indicates. Well, there's a fifth estate here. We are going to take the...
Oh, Steve's here.
Okay.
Good deal.
We almost out of German, you know, that's all.
Works for me.
You guys wouldn't take up, well, you and the legislators wouldn't take up all the parking places.
Yeah, right. We're going to take all the agenda items in order, so that's taken care of. C, we have February 18th and 26th of August minutes of 2014. Unless there's any suggested changes, I'll entertain a motion to accept those as prepared.
I'll make the motion to accept them as prepared.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we have a resolution concerning submission to the Carson City Debt Management Commission, general obligation sewer bonds. Would someone like to briefly introduce that?
Do you want me to handle it? For the record, this is John Peterson with J&A Consulting Group. We're a financial advisor to the city. In front of you this afternoon, I almost said this morning, I apologize. In front of you this afternoon is a request by the city for approval, and I'll stop here and say that once the Debt Management Commission acts, and assuming that you approve this, this is not the final action in these bonds. The city would need to go through a 90-day waiting process before issuing these bonds, as well as the Board of Supervisors would need to adopt a bond resolution. Those steps are not anticipated to be complete until the June time frame. But in front of you today is a request for approval for the city to issue up to $18 million in general obligation revenue-backed bonds. These bonds are general obligations of the city and then are additionally secured by pledged revenues generated within its water, its sewer and drainage systems. The city has done many bonds on this lien in the past. Most recently, the city issued bonds last year on the sewer lien. So this is something that we've come many times to the Debt Management Commission for. You should have a resolution in front of you, as well as support information with some financial statistics and kind of walking through the criteria for approval. Does everyone have those? And am I okay to walk through the...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Please.
I guess what I will do, I'm walking through the support information, and the first page I would like to turn to is on page 3. This is Exhibit 3 of the financial support information. One of the rules is that the city, when issuing the proposed bonds, the outstanding debt of GO debt of the city plus the proposed debt can't be more than 15% of the assessed value within Carson for the current fiscal year. Based on the current assessed value in 2015 of just over $1.3 billion, the city's debt limit is approximately $200 million. So that's both existing and proposed bonds that they can have. And then moving over, page 4 is a table of the city's outstanding debt, approximately $178 million. And then on page 5, under the table titled Statutory Debt Capacity, shows the existing and the proposed bonds, assuming the issuance of the full $18 million. So again, the city's debt limit is $200 million. The existing debt of $178 million plus the proposed $18 million would result in a combined outstanding GO debt of $195,785,000, giving the city, meaning that it's below the debt limit. So that is one of the criteria that we have to meet. If the city you know, had other bonds, it would have an approximately $5 million in additional debt limit that it could issue under that 15% capacity. Not saying that there's any plans to use that $5 million in additional debt. This number is a target that moves over time. These numbers were prepared as of January 15th. These bonds, like I said, won't be issued or won't be ready to be issued until the June-July timeframe. At that point, the city will have paid down some of its existing $177 million. But when the city goes and issues these bonds, the same test that we're talking about today of not exceeding that 15%, that will be applied. The Board of Supervisors will be informed about what the outstanding and proposed debt is at that point. And so we actually expect this number to grow from the $4.9 million to a greater number by July.
Any estimate as to possibly a range of how much it might grow, Nick or whoever?
Yeah, for the record, Nick Covenanti, Finance Director. So we're anticipating the assessed value to grow by about 7%. So just on that number alone, without taking into consideration any of the principal pay downs, we'll anticipate that number to increase by about $15 million.
Oh,
so that $5 million, that $4.9 million will jump to about $20 million.
Okay, and that's good.
And that'll be on July 1st, correct. And then after that, again, you know, assuming assessed value continues to grow, you know, that number will grow especially as we continue to pay down principal. So I don't believe we're anticipating issuing any debt after these bonds, at least in the next year.
I don't think there's anything planned. I mean, obviously the city would look for opportunities to refinance debt for interest savings.
Correct.
I was just a little concerned getting that low or close to the limit. It's nice to hear it, you know, rebound that quickly, even by the time the bonds are.
Well, now we reserve 10% for emergencies. 10% of what?
Is that the tax rate?
I think it's the tax rate.
It's the tax rate.
Right.
So there's additional rate. Should something happen, and you've got a major failure in one of your facilities because we know maintenance has been deferred over time. Do you have anything to draw on for that? I mean, would you have to go into debt for that? And at this point, with only a $5 million limit window, that's not going to be too much.
But if it's 15 to 20 by the time the bonds are sold,
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, there's
pray for no earthquakes until then.
Yeah.
Right.
And the board will be aware of this as well, where we are before the bonds are sold. So.
Right. And there's other options as well. I mean, we could, you know, we talked about this, you know, the last two or three years as we saw the assessed value dropping. I mean, these are all geo-backed bonds. You could refund the bonds without the geo pledge, which would increase those types of amounts. I mean, you might pay a little higher interest rate.
Yeah, but what's the difference
emergency?
In the interest rate between geo-backed versus? I mean,
it really depends on the security. And again, this is John Peterson for the record. It really depends on the security, but I think the geo gives us really good ratings. The city's rated A1 by Moody's and AA- by S&P. I would expect just ballparking a number off the top of my head, maybe 0.5% in terms of interest rate difference between a GO bond with a revenue behind it as opposed to just a revenue-backed bond.
But it would be possible to refinance some of the GO-backed if necessary.
Correct. I mean, it wouldn't be the optimum thing to do. Right?
No, it's going to cost you.
Right.
But yeah, have we ever bounced up this close to the limit?
Not since I've been here. Yeah. Is there any downside to being close to the limit?
Really? Well,
I think we've, I mean, obviously, you know, if the city had another project that came along that they wanted to do bonds for, this would have to be a consideration.
And they'd have to figure out to pay off some of these.
Yeah, I mean, and again, kind of going back to the analogy of refinancing existing debt with a revenue-only bond that doesn't count against this limit, the new bonds could be a revenue-only pledge. That could be something that they do.
Well, and Nick, you've refinanced several times to gain better interest rates, et cetera, over the last few years. So.
Yeah, we've done it quite a few times over the last
10 years
probably.
Yeah.
Every time we think interest rates are going to stop going down, they keep going down. And we, you know, it allows us to, I mean, it's good for us.
Yeah.
It saves the taxpayers, you know, millions in interest.
And it all impacts this total as well. So.
Well, yeah. What was it really? But
well, guess.
Unless it goes from GO to non-GO.
Oh, that's right.
That's the only thing that's going to impact it. But every time you refinance, there's a cost associated with that, too.
Right. Right.
And unless you're getting savings, enough savings on your interest to pay for that cost.
Right. And we do that as well. That's all taken into consideration
sure.
in the analysis.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Just a couple of other things, and really just kind of, again, walking through the criteria. Page 7, under the table titled Outstanding and Pro Forma Sewer System Bonded Debt Service Requirements, this shows the outstanding obligations of the city, as well as the proposed bonds, the $18 million, the combined debt services, the column on the far right, kind of your high water mark is in about 5 years at $4.25 million a year. Estimate for interest rate on these bonds is 3%, and actually that's being conservative. At this point, the city expects that we will sell a portion of these bonds through the state's SRF program, which is a federally subsidized program, gives you much better interest rates, as well as a piece out in the public capital markets. But interest rates are extraordinarily low. I'm sure anyone that's refinanced a house in the last couple of months is aware of that. And then kind of the last page I'll look at is on page 8. This just shows the pledged revenues within the sewer system against the estimated debt service. And as we show in the bottom line under the coverage, we're always greater than 1x. Therefore, the city doesn't feel that or doesn't believe that issuing these bonds will impact its tax rate or negatively impact any of the other overlapping entities, such as the school district, you know, in any of their bonding and capital plans. But with that, I will pause and see if there are any questions.
The operating revenues, are those have rates that have already been approved?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the rates have been approved. They were approved in 13, I believe, for a 5-year period.
Okay.
With increases. So the board has already approved those increases in rates for these future periods, correct?
For the record, I'm Ryan Henry from Sherman and Howard. I'm part of Bond Council.
Mm-hmm.
Something important to point out is in the bond ordinance, the city will be covenanting to maintain the operation and maintenance and also the pledge revenues in a sufficient amount to cover debt service. And that's, you know, a promise to the bondholders. So at no point would the property taxes be impacted
mm-hmm.
to repay these bonds.
Mm-hmm. So the board would essentially be forced to increase the rates to
yes.
cover it, no matter what.
Yes.
Any other questions, comments? Brad, do you have any questions, comments?
No, I'm familiar with all of this.
Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to approve this resolution. And we do require 4 votes in the affirmative.
Yep.
Just read the comment.
I'll make a motion to approve a resolution concerning the submission to the Carson City Debt Management. No,
that's right.
Commission of a proposal to issue general obligation sewer bonds, additionally secured by pledged revenue, concerning action taken thereon by the commission and approving certain details in connection therewith.
And I'll second that.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Okay, F and G, we have some late filings on debt management policy from the V&T Railroad and the Convention Center. Both of them indicate no plans for debt in the future. No debt now, as a matter of fact. So I would, unless there's any comments or questions, I'd entertain a motion to approve both F and G. Or what do we accept, Nick? Is this an acceptance or approval? We just accept it, right?
Accept, I believe.
Okay.
Would be fine.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the annual report, statement of debt, management policy, plans for capital improvement for the V&T Railway, or the commission to reconstruct the V&T Railway, as well as the Carson City Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. We now have the annual Department of Taxation's local government indebtedness report as of June 30th, 2014. Nick, any comments?
Not really, Mr. Chairman. It's the annual report. It's by this time, it's as of June 30th, 2014. So the assessed value is kind of old. We've done a lot of things. The assessed value has increased. We've taken on some additional debt, so these numbers don't really mean too much at this point. The numbers that John had given us are more meaningful numbers at this point. They're more current, not as stale as these numbers. So we just wanted to provide this for you folks just because that's what we do every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we typically do these out. So if there's any questions on these?
We accept this report also?
Move to accept the report.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, I missed my meeting date by a minute. But, schedule for August 2015. When did we meet last time? Second or third Tuesday.
I think we met the third
Tuesday. It was the 26th.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was originally scheduled for the 18th. So
right,
I
think we bumped it a week.
Right.
So probably the 18th, maybe, on that Tuesday.
Okay, so as far as you know, either one of you have a problem with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's set Tuesday the 18th at 1:45. Is 1:45 okay for everybody?
Yes.
That's in August.
Yes, sir, Brad. August 18th at 1:45. Is that okay with your... Yeah, and it'll be in the Sierra room.
Yeah, we'll make sure that that's in the Sierra room.
Hold on just a second. Let me get it up here on my calendar. August. The 11th?
18th.
18th.
Okay, that will be our next meeting. Anything else for the good of the order? Any public comment?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Nick, remind me, I should remember, but I don't. What was kind of the high point of the city's value?
$1.8 billion. Probably. They're always a little behind. So it was probably in 2010.
Yeah, but it's not until 3:30.
I want to say it was 9 or 10.
9 or 10. Oh, sure. It was about $1.8 billion.
Okay. Right? I think it might actually. I think that was just the city. The redevelopment agency gets
accounted
separately.
Nine?
So it was, I think it was almost two.
Your mom continues in reasonably good health.
Yeah. And then the bottom was about $1.2 billion.
She's not cranky.
Dropped to about $1.2 billion, and now it's starting.
He has a motion. He was cranky. She's really good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Great.
And what was its low, you said?
About $1.2 billion. I think it was this 2014 number, I think.
But it's coming back.
Then it started going up. This year it went up to $1.3 billion in 2015, and then next year it's going to be $1.4 billion plus, $1.4 billion or $1.5 billion. So, I mean, we just have the real numbers. We don't have personal property yet or simply assessed, so we got to add all that into the mix. So we won't know probably till March what those numbers are. So.
Think there's going to be much impact in this area from the Tesla thing and all that? As much, not probably not as much as Reno, but...
I don't know. Looking at some of the revised